It's a trade-off. But it's good to see all your faces. It really is. I'm so glad to see everybody this week and just have opportunity to visit. It was just good to go to Hawaii and see my uncle and have Don and I just have some time alone and rest. And we tried to rest, so... thank you, John, for... He ran off with some kids, but thanks, John, for holding down the fort when I was gone. And thank you all for not calling my cell phone, but calling his. Greatly appreciated when I was on vacation that you called John. It was very, very helpful. Okay, we're going to move into Psalm 133. We're going to do Psalm 133 this week, 145 next week, and the week after, the third week here in June. We will begin Isaiah. And we'll do an introduction to Isaiah, and then we'll start. Obviously, it's going to take us probably a couple years to get through Isaiah. So we will leave Isaiah from time to time for special occasions or various things that come up. But we will, over the next couple years, spend most of our time in Isaiah. So I would encourage you, take the time and go and read Isaiah. Become familiar with it. So that as I'm preaching through it, you're not... It's fresh in your mind. Turn with me to your Bibles, to Psalm 133. If you don't have one, it'll be up on the screen. But we do have Bibles in some of the seats, underneath some of the seats. Look around. It's always good to look at it up close. If you have your own Bible, you can underline and put notes and things like that. But Psalm 133 says, "How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down the beard, running down Aaron's beard, down upon the collar of his robes. It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion. For there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore." Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word and your encouragement. And Lord, we ask now that your Holy Spirit would just reveal to each one of us what it is you would have us to take from your word this day. How you would have us to be encouraged. Lord, how we can better walk with you. Lord, I pray for your anointing to be upon me as I preach this morning. As I preach, it would be through the indwelling Holy Spirit. That I would speak your truth and power. And Lord, that anything not of you would fall upon deaf ears. But Lord, that your word would go straight to the heart and lodge itself there. Not to be removed, but to be taken in and to become part of each one. Might each person be blessed and encouraged this day. And might your name be lifted up and glorified. We ask this in your name, Jesus. Amen. Well, how good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity. Anybody live with a brother that they didn't get along with? I could ask the Johnson boys that question, but that'd be cheating. Yes. I could ask Ruth about this. You know, how is it now that the boys are getting along versus years gone by when they didn't get along at all? You know, Ruth much more appreciates their not fighting and constant bickering. Well, there's still some little sibling rivalry. But it's not like it. The relationships have changed so tremendously through the power of the Holy Spirit. But if you've ever lived with a bunch of people where people aren't getting along or been It's awful. It's terrible. But how pleasant is it when they do live in unity? It's like, oh, this is great. It's wondrous. When you've lived in disunity, when you've experienced that, and then you experience the unity, you go, why would I ever want the other? But yet time and time again, we go back to that disunity, don't we? Don't we? How good and pleasant it is. That word pleasant that's used there is actually kind of like a musical term that talks about harmonies. You know, so it's like when Butch is singing versus when I sing. You know, or harmonious and melodious, you know, when John and Butch sing next to each other, it's like, hey, that sounds pretty good. When I sing next to Butch, no, everybody goes, no, no. You know, I remember when one of our past members who passed away, Elaine's brother, Ross, he played organ for a while. And occasionally I had to sing and lead, and Ross would say, you know, Pastor, you have so much more to do. Don't you think somebody else should be leading worship? Why? Because I wasn't melodious. It wasn't pleasant. The man had perfect pitch. And I was like fingernails on a chalkboard. But yet, when that perfect melody comes, it's like, you just sit back and you kind of bask in it, don't you? When you hear that song that just kind of fits with you, you can just, oh, yeah. Tell me I'm not the only one that's ever done that. Just kind of laid back and listened to the song that you really like that's just sung really well. You know, that's the picture that's trying to be evoked here. It's also the word that's used for sweetness of honey, that pleasant. Okay? Wow! It's harmonious, it's sweet, it's good! How good and pleasant it is when brothers, that means family. Have you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? If you have, you are part of my family, because I too have received Jesus as Lord and Savior. We're family. We're brothers and sisters in Christ. See, when we receive Jesus, we all become part of one household. That means that we, the family, are supposed to get along, dwell with one another in peace. We're not supposed to have strife. We're not supposed to have dissension and division. We do. How many churches split because of the color of the choir robes or the color of the carpet or because somebody didn't eat somebody else's potato salad? I mean, these things happen. Why? Because we are fallen creatures. And when we try to live in our own personal strength, guess what? Yeah, that's a theological term that means not so good. No. But when we live together, it's pleasant. It's like precious oil poured on the head, running down the beard, running down in Aaron's beard, down the collar of his robes. Now, there's two ways to look at this picture, this word picture that's being drawn here. Now, first off, you need to take in the picture that's being drawn here. Generally when we do anointing people here, I take out my little bottle of oil and I put a little dabble do ya and put it on a little dot on your forehead, you know, maybe your portion of your body, you know, a little bit. The anointing that's going on here, we're talking like maybe a couple 2-liter bottles just poured, you know, and it's, and you go, that doesn't seem pleasant to me. I don't know. I got oil running down my face and down the beard and getting into my clothes. It kind of feels like What am I focusing on? If I'm focusing on me in this picture, I'm like, it's getting in my hair. It's going to wreck my hairdo. Okay, if you don't like my hair, talk to my hair cutter. But this is the wrong picture. See, remember, why is Aaron being anointed? He's being anointed as God's priest. It's representing that now he is going to be privileged to intercede with the people and to go and speak to God. He gets to talk to God. Now, that's something that's pleasant. Might be a little scary from time to time, but he gets to enter into the very presence of God. Now all of a sudden this oil coming down and what it's representing is like, oh yeah, this is great. It's not like, oh no, I'm going to get an oil stain on my shirt. It's not like, huh. But instead he's reveling. It's what's your focus? Are we looking at God and our relationship with Him? Or are we looking at ourselves and inconsequential nothings of this temporary existence? It also speaks of it being as, it is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion. Ever walk in the, out in the grass after a dew and your shoes get all wet and you go, oh. Actually, the dew on Mount Hermon was so strong, such a heavy dew, that actually soaks and penetrates the ground and is enough moisture to supply the water needs of vineyards and orchards. Wow. It's a lot of water. It's a lot of dew. And we're not talking, you know, Mountain Dew. We're talking about the stuff that comes down the mountain and waters us, soaks in. Just like the oil soaks in. The dew soaks in. And out of it comes life. Out of this inconvenience actually flows life and blessing, abundance. One of the basic symbols of the Holy Spirit is oil. One of the basic symbols of God's blessing is the cup, wine, and the grape, fruit of the vine. And it's from the dew of Mount Hermon that that blessing is able to come. It's from the oil of the Holy Spirit soaking in and becoming part of us that we can actually enter one-on-one, face-to-face to God, and not have to stand off and say, oh, great and powerful Oz. But instead we can say, Daddy, God, Father. What's our attitude? Are we looking at what God has brought for our blessing and being self-focused? Or are we looking at God and seeing the really depth of the real blessing that He's bringing? What is your attitude? What are you looking for? What are we looking for? Are we looking for God around us? Are we looking how we can best live together? Or are we looking how we can best get the most out of it for self? We have the example throughout Scripture of the Godhead, Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, working in unity. We have throughout Scripture the injunction, the command from God that we, the body, the family of God, are to live together in unity. And what's telling us here is that when we do so, it's good and it's pleasant. The blessings will come. In fact, listen, for there the Lord bestows His blessing, even life forevermore. Where? On Mount Zion. That is where the very blood of the Anointed One, our Messiah, that's what Messiah means, Anointed One, where His blood fell on the ground. And through His death, which we remembered and celebrated today, we have the number one blessing, which is forgiveness of our sins, redemption, and life eternal. Restoration of our broken relationship with the Father, brought together in unity with Him. We are to be in unity with the Father, and we are to be in unity with each other. Jesus instructed us, by your love one for another, that's how we will be recognized as Christians, as followers of Him, by our love for each other, by our unity. And it really all boils down to what our attitude is. Are we looking for the blessing? Are we looking for the problem? Now, if I'm looking for the blessing and the problem comes, does that mean that I don't notice that there's an issue? No, I notice it, but I also see the blessing that comes through it. How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity. This people, we should strive to find those things which bring us together instead of nitpicking and looking for those things that can drive us apart. For when we are unified, we are most like God. We best reflect the unity of the Godhead. We best reflect God's love and His blessing, which is even life forevermore. Let's pray. Father, we pray that You would help each of us to lift up our eyes to You, to see the blessings that You have. Lord, to have an attitude of seeking to follow You instead of seeking after self. Lord, might we see the blessing that You have for us, even in something that might at one looked at from one direction look to be an unpleasant experience, but when looked at through the eyes that are looking to You, we can see Your blessing and we can receive that blessing. Lord, help us to live in unity one with another. Might we seek to show our love to each of our brothers and sisters in Christ, that the body would be unified and not fighting amongst itself or within itself, that it might be good and pleasant, that we might best reflect Your blessings and Your love. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand as we close.